You're listening to Dear Adult Daughter. This podcast is for you if you want help navigating a complex relationship with your mother, whether she's narcissistic or not. And today I want to talk about five N's for dealing with the big N, narcissism. So I got this question from a reader, and she wrote and she said, "I'm in an endless battle with my narcissistic mother. Despite almost 3 years of therapy and years of inner work, the psychological damage that I have continues to fester, and I feel I am losing control of a life I never even figured out how to live. I too am a writer, although my work only lives in the Notes app on my iPad. How do I stop letting this thought paralyze me?" And the thought is, "I'll only have peace when she's dead." It can't be true. Dear adult daughter, you're right. It's not true that you can only have peace when she's dead, or that you can only express yourself when she's dead. But right now, there's a part of you, a very intelligent part, that doesn't believe that. To that part, it feels true. So it makes complete sense that you feel paralyzed because that part thinks you're safer if you don't move. While you can't delete that thought from your brain, you can change the way you relate to yourself when your brain inevitably offers that thought to you, and/or when your body holds its breath and freezes. You've already taken the first step, the first N, which is to notice the thought and how it feels in your body and how it impacts you. The next steps are to name, normalize, neutralize, and ask what's next. And notice, name, normalize, and neutralize is part of the acceptance and commitment therapy framework. And I'm going to just sort of use those words in my interpretation of that. So you've noticed the thought and how it feels in your body. The next is to name your experience. Say it out loud or write it down. Writing is how some of us know ourselves. And you've already taken this step too. Keep doing it. Next is normalize. You want to normalize that you have this experience. It's like acceptance, right? This doesn't mean saying it's okay that your mother has harmed and mistreated you and maybe continues to do so. It just means that you're no longer focused on her and why she's doing it. Why is she saying these things or doing these things? You know what she did and continues to do. You know it's not good for you. And you know she will probably do it again. That is normalizing your experience. This creates some space and some peace because you stop focusing your energy on her and/or trying to fix something that's actually not yours to fix. Focus on you instead. The next step is to neutralize, or as I like to say, unshame the sensations and emotions that come with this experience. Your body, with all of its infinite wisdom, will continue to feel until you die. You will continue from time to time to feel paralyzed, hurt, triggered, reactive, angry. The neutralized step helps you to no longer think that there's something wrong with you when that happens. It allows you to meet yourself where you are instead of where you think you should be. And doing that, that's what dissolves the shame that we tend to heap on top of emotional experiences that are already unpleasant or uncomfortable. When you're no longer labeling your emotions and your emotional experiences as good or bad or right or wrong, as I said, you're able to meet yourself in that paralyzed place. You're able to meet yourself in that angry place or that grieving place. You're able to see that your instincts, emotions, and bodily responses are brilliant rather than shameful. So what's next? What do you want to do? Are there boundaries you want to put in place? Do you want to go no contact? What's next for you? Do you want to start a blog where you can share your writing? Because you do have something to say. You do have a voice. Do not wait until she's dead to use it. Peace is yours now. Much, much love. Karen.